It stops here. I hate that sound. Those words. They never mean anything when I say them. I say stop, and still I go. I say wait, still I find a way to break every promise of change. He is my spineless shadow. He walks with me everywhere I shouldn't go. A friend? I created him in the absence of love. He is the expectation, the consideration, the feeling that I cannot get away from. I'm enslaved to him. I don't want to be. But if that were true, then wouldn't I stop? It's in me, this obsession, this desire, this constant need to be what? To be anchored to someone that only exists because of a child stricken with sleepless terrors in the night? It's so stupid, because then what that means is I'm only anchored to myself. And this man, these men, they only represent the external form of what is inside of my own head. I'm looking for me. I won't find me in him. I keep digging and digging and digging. But where is he? No, not he. Where is she? I lost her. She died. She died. It stops here. You ever think about why so many die so young? Maybe it's the unconditional love we have for those who betray us. She always said what she loved most about having children was how they love their parents unconditionally. Unconditional love? A curse. It sabotages our souls. We want to get it out. We blame ourselves. I blame me. But it wasn't me. It was her. It was him. It was them. And then that shapeless man I created, he took a form to help me feel free. I want him out of me. It stops here. It never ends until the last breath. Some peace.